Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek HaRachayim. We are up to Simon Reish, Din HaMafsik Kidei Levarich. The laws applying to one who interrupts his meal to participate in benching, and we are in the middle of Se'if Beis, continues the Alter Rebbe. Now, Ve'im Nisratzu LaHafsik Loi. Again, the case that we are referring to is where three people ate together. Only one wants to bench. The other two are not obligated to make an interruption for him to do the zimun and to go until Hazana Sakoil. But if they chose to do so, and indeed the zimun aleihem, they now participated in the zimun. And now a third person came. So the one that benched, shalom, he left. A third person came, and the kava imam, and he now established his meal together with them. The gamru seudasan imai. And this third person finished eating with them, says the Alter Rebbe. Listen, Einon Choizrin Umizamnin. These three, the two of the original group that already fulfilled their obligation, and this new person cannot join to a group of three to make a zimun. Why? Because the two shekfar parach mehem zimun kishezimnon pam reshoinim, their obligation departed from them, or it flew away from them, because they participated in the zimun the first time around. Aval, however, this is very important, in the reverse case, echad hamafsik l'shnayim, going back to Seif Aleph, when one person, takan, needed to stop his meal to respond to the two, and v'achar kach bo shnayim in ashuk, and the same scenario, but you know, now two people came. The original ones went, two new came, the kavu etzli, and now they're sitting with him, the gamru sudasa imam, and they all finished together. Here the Alter Rebbe says, yes, choizer umizamen imam, now they all join together. Why? Because look at the majority, and that's key. Shehu nase tofel lishnayim, because the one, even though the one already said zimun, and you can argue, like we said before, that the obligation flew away from him, doesn't matter. But the majority did not. And he, the one, becomes, so to say, a addendum to the two, to the majority. As we learn in Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel. So that's great. And now they can do Zimun again. Furthermore, v'hu adin, pambeis v'gimel oyoset. This doesn't only happen once. Once we establish this rule, twice, thrice, etc., yochol lahafsik ulazamen and kol shnayim shabo v'kavo etzloi for achlimam kazayis. As long as they all ate together at kazayis, this person responded the first time, and two new people came, he can respond with them, and these two new people leave, and another two new people come, v'chule, he can continuously do so. Furthermore, says that Rebbe, v'hu adin, similarly, im hayotisha, if there were nine people, dafkan, not ten. Because if there are 10 people, then the obligation is to bench with saying Elokeinu. That's not the scenario we're talking about over here. We're speaking about a scenario where you only had 9. So there was never an obligation to evoke God Almighty's holy name. And from the 9, listen, 2 wanted to bench. So one person joined them. Now this same one person, Yochel ho echad lachzer olahafsek l'shnayim acheder mehem. So there were 9 people. So 2 of them benched, 1 of them joined. So if we're going to take the 3 out, the 2 and this third, so right, so you had, so now you're down to 6, and this guy, 2 others of the 6 now, they want to bench. He can stop again and bench with them. V'lachzer olahafsek l'shnayim. You know what's amazing? The Alter Rebbe here doesn't even say that they have to eat a kazayis together. They don't have to, because they all began the meal together in this case. Says the Alter Rebbe, this only goes down to the last two, but it does not include the last two. Avol shnayim o'achreinim, but when it comes to the last two, here, parach zimun mehen. The last two have no more obligation once all of the ones prior already benched. V'lo nishar zimun b'chabura, because now there's only 2 left. You can't say there's 3 left. Really, the 1 is not mechuyev anymore. Verstehst? Im loy sha'achlu oid achar zimun harishayim, unless they ate again after the zimun, again, as we learn in Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, and there we learned all of the details of when the zimun flies away and how much more food you have to eat to be re-obligated. But gavaldik, but here, being that they all began to eat together, the 9, so this one can bench with 2, He can respond again to another two, and he can respond again to another two, even if no one ate additional food. God willing, to be continued.